Hello, 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 everybody. It is episode 20. Molly, what are we allowed to do this week?
This one's a bit sad. Oh. 2020, the worst year, so hopefully this is not our worst podcast.
Yeah, so
guys, please like it.
Well, welcome back to Breath of Fresh Friday podcast.
Welcome back.
We're glad that you've joined us for the 20th episode.
Don't say it again. I know, two decades. Oh, not two decades, like two tens.
God, imagine doing this for two decades.
Oh, we'd be like 40 odd.
I'd hope if we were doing it for two decades, we'd have like a TV show by then.
Oh, yeah, I do. Like, or at least like a radio show, be on the BBC or something. Yeah, beautiful.
Making money from it by 20 years, I'd hope.
Oh, God. No, what a nightmare. I'm not going to lie to you, I haven't been up to much this week.
No, me neither.
But one thing has been taking over my life. I'm
the
a celebrity.
Jungle. Yeah. Well, get me out of here. We can't call it the jungle, really, can we?
No, because it's the castle.
The castle.
The castle.
Yeah, what are you thinking? So let's take ourselves back to last episode.
Yes.
When we discussed who we thought was going to win.
Who we thought was going to win.
Now, I'm not going to blow my own horn or anything.
I'm at you.
But I feel like I predicted well. I'm not saying he's going to win, but he's definitely got a lot of airtime, Jordan, hasn't he?
See, I think he could win.
Well, I feel like he's up there. Like,
yeah, I feel like because he's kind of had that, like, he was the laughable, you know, people were like, oh, you're the one that stick at the top of a cliff. Then he did three trials and then he got 12 stars on his own and then he didn't get voted. And I was like,
I don't want to get cocky, but when I said it the first week, I actually went back to Molly from outside the podcast and I said, I don't know why I said him, like, he's a nice lad and that, but I don't know if he'll get a lot of like airtime, but I'll take my words back.
Yeah. I tell you who isn't getting a lot of airtime though, Jessica.
Yeah, and I feel like Jessica, Holly and Giovanna aren't
they're not really getting
and
much airtime.
And AJ as well.
Oh yeah, AJ, I forgot he was in there.
One of them will go first, I reckon.
Yeah, I think Holly might, or Jessica might go.
When do they start doing the, when do we vote?
Well, I think because they're doing the two camps now, aren't they?
Oh,
Well, they've done like the Lords. I think this will be for immunity and then the losing team will get voted off first.
Okay, yeah.
It's what, I mean, I don't know, I'm not working for the ITV, but that's I'm thinking.
Usually, yeah, that's what...
Usually they do some sort of rivalry in the people that win immunity and there's people that don't, so that's what
and
they
after
could do.
The first sort of week, I think that's when people start leaving, don't they?
Yeah, but I thought the two new people joined quite early on.
Yeah, I did, actually.
They wait a bit, but...
Maybe they didn't, you know, they'd been in isolation for 2 weeks and thought,
oh, we need to get you on there now.
I quite like them new two, though. I think they're quite... Yeah, they're bringing quite a bit to it.
I didn't know either of them, which, you know, but actually...
I knew of, but not enough to tell you about them.
I think I'd heard of him, but I didn't know anything. I didn't even know her name. But I really liked them both, especially after yesterday's episode with the whole Prince Edward story.
Oh, yeah. Like what you were saying, you like it when people give, like, stories of their life.
Yeah.
She's been bringing quite a bit Ruthie's been bringing quite a bit there.
I've noticed they have been... doing a lot like more in the camp, like the stories and they're you know, and I like because I like just, you know, you don't know these people as well as your mates, so it's nice to get to know them,
especially,
you know, I mean,
the people that are like known for a character, for example Beverly and Shane. You feel like you
Beverly.
Know their character but not them, so when they share, like, Beverly's got a lot of stories to share.
She was a fitness girl and
my mum told
with
me
Arnold
about that, but the
Arnold
my
mum was
thing,
like, yeah, she did a fitness DVD. I was like, what?
But is it? No, I love learning about people, like you said.
Yeah.
So I like it when they share the stories. And I feel like, although I do like when there's a bit of friction and a bit of drama, I'm not finding this as boring as the last. Like, they're all getting on, but it's there's a bit of banter, there's a good
I think there's a difference between all just getting on, but then they can rip into each other. Like, Shane will dig jokes at people and, that, you know, they'll take, give and take. And that's what I think I like. I laugh at it a lot. I find it really funny.
When they all just get on and it's just, I found with that last year, it was just a bit too nicey-nicey or no banter.
I can't even remember. Oh, yeah.
A bit boring, wasn't it?
Well, clearly I couldn't bloody remember who was in it. But Jack and Joss's year.
But no, I think the dynamic works well.
Well, what do you think of it being in the castle? Because I'm loving it.
We did a poll, didn't we?
We did a poll, so I wondered what you thought of it.
I'm enjoying it. I mean, the only thing that I'm finding a bit frustrating, not frustrating, but... So, they're in the castle, but yeah. It's still having the like jungle elements. And what I'm trying to explain is, like, realistically, the jungle stuff wouldn't have all them, the creepy crawlies and the...
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? But obviously that makes the TV show.
Yeah, that's
because I feel like it's a sort of a hybrid of the two themes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Because it's like, they call them castle critters. But let's be honest, like, there's not going to be all those lizards and snakes and stuff in the castle. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I think it works well.
I also like how the camp seems bigger. Like, they've got the different areas. Because the jungle just seems like it's that one space.
Mm.
And the bit when they go to the toilet. And that's kind of it. Whereas I like the fact that there's different
rooms. Yeah, no, I'd agree with that, yeah.
But our viewers agreed. Our viewers, listeners agreed. 81% of people said that they like the new
theme.
Which I was happy about, I think.
Because I wasn't sure if people, like... I knew I'd like it regardless, but some people, it was a bit like, oh, is it still going to be? But it is still pretty much the same. It's just in Wales. Just,
but one thing my nan pointed out is apparently the papers think that the castle's heated because they're all sitting in T-shirts when surely it'd be freezing. But I don't know. I haven't made my mind up.
I reckon there could possibly be some heaters, because if they are in a castle, like, we're in UK, do you know what I mean? It is quite cold this time of year. So maybe as like, you know, health and safety, and for their safety.
That's what
you know,
I was
they
thinking,
need to
like,
keep
because I know that they are in clothes, they're indoors, the windows and stuff.
But possibly. I mean, I hope so, because that would be fucking cold.
Yeah, I would be so cold. So, who is your prediction to win now? I think we should do that again. Who are you going to pick?
I think I might stick with Jordan, actually.
Jordan.
Because also, what I was going to link to what you said is, I think he is so, like... You know, he obviously struggled at the start, and it's been apparent. And I think that's a really good message to put on the TV. And I read an article about how he's a great face for, like, men's mental health. And, like, for the fact that he's a young lad, you know, he's had a very good career. And he's not the lad that's gone in and aced it all and, you know, he's amazing at them, which is great. You've actually seen he struggled, but he's put himself through it and he's come out the end.
He's also a really nice guy. Like, he's not cocky. You know, he's not like, oh, yeah, I can do it, and then fail and then come back. But he just seems like a nice, humble guy. Like,
he's
modest,
I think.
And yeah, I agree.
He generally seems in awe of everyone's stories.
Oh, I know. I think he's just like, if I was in there, that would be me. I'd just be like, oh, my God, what? Oh, sorry. Can you tell me that again, please? What?
I just think he's definitely, when he comes out of this, he'll, you know, his career will...
Everybody's going to know his name, aren't they? Because I think he'll definitely get his own show on Radio 1.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely... You know, I think it must be cool for them when they come out and then all of a sudden there's like...
Yeah.
All these people are interested in
especially them, like, if they're not as known as like, you're Shane Ritchie, you're Mo Farah. Everybody knows them. The people that are a bit lower.
Yeah. Because also, me and my mum were saying, like, people that are established anyway, they've got that back in. People know about them. And they do tend to get more airtime because they've got the stories and stuff.
Of course.
But it's interesting when people that, like... He's known, you know, but more to a younger audience.
I knew of him, but didn't know him. Like, I knew he was on Radio 1, but that was all I knew. I didn't know who he was, really.
But
if I saw him in the street, I wouldn't know who he was.
He's... Well, you would now.
Well, yeah, I would now.
But he's, like... Even though he might not be as popular from before, he's still got that airtime because he's a decent person. And he's got the funny character, I think. Mm-hmm. No, I really like it. What about you? Do you think?
Yeah, I do think Mo's still got a good chance.
Oh, Mo,
especially
he's
after
sweet.
Yesterday's trial.
I like Mo. I think he's quite funny.
He is. He's not thick because obviously he's...
No,
but he just comes across as like a little bit slow. I'm like, what are you chatting about?
He didn't quite quick on the jokes, was he?
Yeah, the jokes he didn't get. But I think he's still got a good chance. Maybe Shernan then. Shane might have a good chance as well.
He's grating on me a little bit though, I must admit.
Really? Do you not like Shane?
I like him, but I feel like he's playing up a bit. But like...
That is his
personality.
I was going to say, that just comes across to me, that's him.
But
he's just one of those
men. It's a bit constant. Like, to me, that would irritate me if I was in there. I don't think he's constantly playing up to the cameras as in, like, thinking this joke would be good, let's say it.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think, I don't know, look, you know when people are, like, constantly on it? Like, and I'm a bit like, surely you can't keep this, like, you can't be like this all the time. Maybe that's just what he's like, but... to me, it's grating on me.
I can imagine that his wife puts up with a lot.
But yeah. It's not, you know, I'm not like get rid of him. I just think sometimes
get him
out. Let's film a few more people
instead
of him. Start
a petition. Yeah, I get you.
But he's obviously providing the banter, so.
He's providing the banter. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the next week. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, no, I'm loving watching it. It's good to get me through the lockdown.
Oh, definitely. It's much, much needed.
Yeah, definitely.
It is the question of the daytime. This week's question was, Faye, if correct me if I'm wrong, it was, did you used to use another word for farting as a kid?
Yeah. So yeah. I'll explain where this came from.
Yeah, Faye did this one.
Give me a random one, but my friend mentioned it to me like in the summer because she said to her boyfriend like about it, and he was like, no, like we didn't have to say a different word.
Oh, okay.
So she said to me like, put it on there, and it has been on the list for a while, and I was like, let's put it up there, because I wanted to see if it was just like something that like her and my family, like was it a small sort of thing, but.
Was it a small thing?
Well, 85% of people said yes, they had to use an alternative word.
Wow, that is massive. That's mad.
Now, I don't know if it's just down to they had to or they just used a different word. But yeah. Personally, my mum thought that farting was a bit of a rude word to use.
I see, yeah.
So we had to say something different. What about you?
See, I can't remember if my mum said it was rude because I remember we used to say it. I mean, I did tick yes because we did say other words for it, but right, I think it was when we hit about like 9, 8, 9, 10, she was just like, fart's fine kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't think she had any gripes about it because there are worse words in the world to use than fart, let's be real with ourselves.
But from that, I wanted to see what people would say. This is quite, my mum goes, that's really rude, that question of the day, Faye. And I'm like, all right, mum, I am an adult. Like, come on. She probably still doesn't like that use.
When you're like 50, your mum's going, Faye, you just swore. What are you chatting about? No.
Anyway, so we had quite a variety of different phrases.
Did we? That's
what was
good
it
then.
You had to use? Like, or what you said?
So,
what would you say?
We had a few, but the biggest one was bottom burp. That was what my mum liked to say. Bottom burp.
No,
but also like pump
like
and
that.
Trump and stuff. But burp was the biggest one.
What we used to say was pump. But pump, I really don't like, out of all the list, lot of people said that only come up once, and that was my sister that actually said
really
it.
Yeah, pump was on my list.
Pump just sounds a bit like a bit pompous.
Yeah,
like,
I think because I think as well with when I think of a pump, I think of like a bike pump or like, you know. But then it's a weird word.
Actually,
I've never thought about it.
So these are some of the other ones.
Go on, what
we can like. Why don't we say like what we think of them?
Okay.
So there was fluff. Yeah, I don't like that one.
Fluff has a different meaning, so...
I just think it sounds a bit... I don't know, not keen on that.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of that one.
Blew off, which blew I off. Think we probably would have said, like,
my dad
off.
Said... Because my dad rang me to tell me he'd spelt it wrong. He meant to put blew off, but he put blow off.
Oh, okay.
And so my dad did that. But my dad's never used that to me, so I've no idea. Oh. I've never heard of it. Never heard that one.
Popple.
Do you know what? I quite like that one. That's quite a nice
popple.
Little popple.
Bit
yeah.
More like, bit,
yeah,
bit like,
more. I can imagine a little girl saying that. Like,
Trump come up quite a few
Trump,
times.
Yeah.
Trump. I think that sounds quite American.
I was going to say, not because of the man. I think that's because of Trump, though, isn't it? Like, now I just think of Trump being Donald.
Yeah.
Like,
I just
don't
think
it
sounds
of
a
it.
Bit. Or top Trumps, yeah. The cards.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Them.
I used to like them as well. Oh, love them. And Bratz versions.
Body burp. Or bottom burp.
Yeah, well, that's what I use, bottom burp.
I don't like
body
that.
Body burp.
I really don't like that. I think that sounds
bottom
really...
Bottom burp.
Nah, I ain't keen on that.
Well, what? Why? It's literally a burp that comes out your bottom.
No, I just think it sounds weird. It just sounds very childish.
It's like calling it a mouth fart, isn't it? That's
weird. Oh, no. Just no, that makes me feel ill. Popped off.
Toff?
Popped off.
Oh, pop top. Was it top? I was like, what? Top?
This is my favourite one that
go
was on there. Shat me pants, mum. What do I do?
I love that one. shat. That's another one. We weren't allowed to use the word shat That was a bad word because it was too close to shit.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you weren't allowed to use shit either, were you?
No, obviously, but like that's why we weren't allowed to use shat because it was too similar. It was too close to a bad word.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah, because when we were
kids, just say pooed.
Pooed, yeah. I don't think I ever said to my mum, I've pooed myself.
No, I don't think I did either, mum, I've pooed myself.
That one just made me laugh. But it's funny, isn't it, like, words that you use instead of things. Like, like when you said about swearing, like, obviously we didn't swear as kids, but you know when, like, you'd hear something and you wouldn't know the context of, like, when it was used. Like, there was a time, and I always think partly, like, it's the parents' fault, because if they're saying it, kids are going to pick it up, aren't they?
Yep, definitely. So all them parents out there, don't swear in front of your kids, because they pick it up.
Because, like, I remember my dad called me a little bugger once. Like, I don't know what I did. And it stuck in my head, and I was in the car with him just before school, and I don't know, he did something, and I went, oh, you little bugger. And my dad stopped and was like, no, you don't repeat that. You don't say it, because you don't know what it means. And I remember thinking, oh, like, it, like, took me aback a bit. But then I thought, well, why are you using it?
Yeah, then? I know what you mean. See, bugger, I don't think was used in our house. Sod was used in our house.
Oh, sod.
Yeah, your little sod.
I also used to get called an Egypt as well.
Oh, yeah, Egypt. We didn't use
that. That was a common phrase.
Trying to think. My mum used to swear. My mum really swore. The F word was her favourite bloody word. I think that's why I swear a lot.
I think I've got a bit of a potty mouth.
Yeah,
When I've got younger cousins around and stuff, obviously not at the moment, but I say things.
I'd hope not.
And I, and I I forget, like, because it just comes back, and then I'm like, oh, no. No, I didn't mean that. Like,
yeah, I think it was worse for me when I was at uni, because we all, obviously, we were all 20-something-year-olds. We'd all swear at each other, like, you know. And then you go home, and then you just... You need to get back into that. I'm actually at home. I'm back with my family now. I need to not swear.
That's what I would find weird to, like, adjust to. Because I would say it all the time. Not that my parents tell me up. Like, they don't mind if I swear, but it is a bit common at times if you're saying it every other word.
Yeah, I've been told off a few times.
I'd have to get into the, like, mindset of, like, okay, let's not keep effing and jeffing all the time.
Yeah, literally. But, like, I think as well, because I live with my nan, I feel weird in front of swearing in front of her, because I feel like she's just that bit more. Yeah. And, like, when she swears, she always says, like, oh, excuse my French or pardon my language.
Oh, yeah, that
she always, like, excuses herself for swearing, whereas I'm just like, I don't care. Like, but I feel weird in doing it to her kind of thing.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I'd like to get a swear jar, see how often I actually do swear.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to know.
That would be interesting.
I do swear a fair amount, but then...
We should do it one week and see who's got the most.
Yeah. Oh, might get quite a bit of money in that.
Might have to get some cash out the bank.
Yeah, I don't have cash.
No, literally don't carry cash around.
Not a money person, mate. Well,
no, I'm not either.
Online.
Yeah, obviously, on my phone, in my car, but not actually in cash.
Yeah, I don't have the cash. No cash.
Oh, well, I'm glad that other people use other words, because that has given me a little bit of entertainment there.
Yeah, no, it made
there.
Me laugh. When
bottom burp
through
is my favourite, because that's what I said.
Maybe I'll try and incorporate them into my language.
Yeah, let us know if that works, yeah?
Yeah, I will.
If you have any questions or anything you want to talk to us about, please get in touch via our Instagram, which is at Breath of Fresh Friday, or alternatively, you can email us on breathoffreshfriday@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Adverts.
So, that was very good then, Molly. So, we thought, it's coming up to, you know, Christmas. Most of the Christmas adverts are out at the moment.
They are.
We have had to reschedule this a few times because there wasn't any out.
Yeah, this was supposed to be out like 2 weeks ago, but none of you big companies put them out, so we couldn't.
So, yeah. And we have to obviously record ahead. So now is the perfect time, because by the time this comes out, it'll be nearly December.
I think it'd be like the last day of November or the day before or something. Yeah.
So we're all getting ready. I know a lot of people have got their Christmas trees already up.
Yeah, what are you doing? It's too early, guys. No, I'm not happy with you. If you've got your Christmas tree up now, I'm giving you a disappointed look, so just so you know.
So, what we've done is Molly's compiled a list of a load of Christmas adverts throughout the years. Yeah. Now, we're sorry if we've not mentioned your favourite, because there is a lot.
And I wrote a lot down, and then we've realised that there is a lot, so...
To do. And we don't want to bore you all.
Yeah, we don't need to think, oh, come on, there's another fucking 3 hours of this. No, yeah. We want it to be short and snappy.
So we're going to, like, rank them all, give our score, give our opinion on it.
Yeah, just give them out of 10, and then we're going to list the top 5 or whatever, like...
Or whatever, you know. Yeah. So we just thought it'd be nice, and then if you've not seen one, you can look it up, because it might be one that you like the sound
of.
Yeah, I
mean, there's a couple that Faye had mentioned to me that I'd never seen, so I've been enlightened myself as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We also asked Instagram the other day what their favourite ones were. We did get a few. We got a couple. So the first one we got was Sainsbury's The Plug Socket one, the nativity one, which...
We're going to go into that,
We're going to get into that. It is a good one. We also got Edgar the Dragon from John Lewis.
Yeah.
Which, again, is on the list, don't worry, guys. And then this one isn't on the list, but this company is. It's the McDonald's one this year. The comment's quite sweet. It says, the McDonald's one is lovely this year. As a mum, it made me appreciate the magic more. And I was like, that's so cute. So thank you for that.
That's nice. Yeah, I do really like that. And I know a few people, well, my mum, she cried when she watched it. It was an emotional one. Aww. Yeah, no, it is really nice.
I think it is because they get to that age, kids get to that age where they don't want to do it. Like, I remember the first time I didn't want to do the tree, and my mum was like, and I was like, mum, I'm just not feeling it this year. Like, I don't feel it, but, you know, then I was a teenager, and then I got a bit older, and I was like, yeah, let's do the tree.
Yeah.
There is a McDonald's one on the list, because I put my favourite McDonald's one on the list, so. Mm.
Okay.
But, yeah, that one was cute. I do like that one. It's sweet.
So, we thought we'd start off with the John Lewis 2020 advert.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if people have seen it, but it came out... It was one of the first ones I saw this year.
Yeah, I think it was one of the first ones I saw this year. I think it was the first one out.
So, we've all written notes and stuff, but I had to make the note of... I feel, personally, John Lewis is the elite of Christmas adverts. Mm-hmm. They set the bar for
but
them.
I feel like it kind of sprung upon us, because... I feel like the first one that I remember of theirs was the snowman one.
Oh,
trying to travel across to give his partner the scarf.
I remember that, yeah.
But then I just feel like nobody else did Christmas adverts, and then now everybody does. But yeah. I just might just not be thinking right. I feel like they were like the connoisseurs of the Christmas ad.
They are the ones that I fully remember. Mm. Well, when we go into the other ones, there's an advert that is the one that I think of when I think of Christmas adverts.
Oh, okay.
But for company terms, I think, John Lewis has always been the one.
I think it is the most anticipated one for me. I always liked what the John Lewis one is. I mean, there are some hit and misses. I don't like them all, but on the whole, I enjoy the John Lewis one when it comes out.
Yeah, I agree. So what about this year's one? Did you enjoy it?
So this year's one, for me, is one of my favourites of the year.
Okay, that's a statement.
I really liked it. I thought it was so cute. I love the little girl on the train who gets her glasses fixed.
On the bus.
It's not their best one, but I just like the idea of giving a little bit of love. And I like the different animation styles as well.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because for me, so when I first watched it, I didn't, rate it too much. I was like, it's all right, but they've done better.
Yeah.
But then when I rewatched it for the podcast, I actually appreciated it a lot more, and I really enjoyed the message. And also what I wanted to mention is I really like they go from real life to animation.
Yeah.
And when I used to love the film Enchanted, and go from... cartoon to real people. And I really like when they do that, because I think it's really cool.
That's what I like about Mary Poppins as well.
Yeah. But no, that's the bit I liked about it. So what would you rank it, Molly? What would you rate it out of 10?
An 8 out of 10.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's easy to add up then. Perfect.
Yeah, no, I thought it had a nice message, and it tied in well with the year.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Coca-Cola advert this year.
Oh, yeah.
I have a few strong words about this one.
So, this is what I was going to say. We're going to discuss it, but the original Coca-Cola advert, to me, is the main Christmas advert.
Is it?
When you see the Coca-Cola advert on TV,
yeah,
Christmas is coming.
The holidays are coming. Yes. The holidays are coming.
So when I heard that they'd made a new one,
yeah,
I was a bit like, no, that one of the standard one from like, what is it? It's a really old one.
Yes, from like the like, 90s, 80s, something like that.
I thought, well, why are they redo? Why are they making another one here?
Yeah. I mean, it's not my favourite. I really don't like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've literally put far-fetched, didn't like it, and the man definitely would have died at the end. So.
Not realistic for Molly then.
Yeah, just too much for me.
I did like it. I thought it was very cinematic. It was like a little film. I enjoyed the production values to it. But for me, it just Coke, stay with the original.
Yeah, literally, like, and also, what's that got to do with Coca-Cola? Like,
oh, true, yeah. Know. Well, the van turned up at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
But I always think, like, I never personally have this at Christmas, but, mm-hmm. Well, we have maybe occasionally, but Coca-Cola in a glass bottle just is something a bit more special, isn't it?
It's the best Coke in a glass. Yeah. I mean, I don't drink Coke, I'm not a Coke fan, but if somebody hands me a bottle of in a glass you bottle, think, yeah. I will drink it because it's nice, but yeah no,
it is a bit more of a treat, isn't it?
I gave it a 3 out of 10. I'm sorry.
Oh, low. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Wow, you highballed it there, definitely.
Well, no, I enjoyed the story, but I just felt that the original Coca-Cola advert is up there.
It's
for
much
me.
Better. Okay,
let's move on to now. This one is the Disney Christmas advert.
Okay. And
Disney, I've never known to make a Christmas
Same.
Advert.
I didn't know. I don't think I've ever made a Christmas advert.
No. But I really liked it.
Same. It's probably, yeah. I think it's what up there with one of my favourites again this year, with the John Lewis one.
So if you've not seen it, it's like, it follows the story of this like little girl that gets a Mickey Mouse toy, isn't it? And then she passes it on to the like grandchild.
It like flashes forward to that she's a grandma.
Yeah.
And it's like a tradition that she does it with her granddaughter.
That's it. But I really liked it. I thought it was really sweet.
The ending was really cute when she goes in and sees it all decorated.
Yeah. And nice. I love Disney. And like, I wouldn't associate Disney doing a Christmas advert.
No.
But watching Disney films at like Christmas, mm-hmm. There's some classics that we watch. And I feel it's a good sort of yeah. thing, isn't it?
I was going to say, a lot of Disney films now have a Christmas short film or a Christmas...
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, like, you think that they would have done a Christmas advert because... Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh, good on them.
Yeah, thank you, Disney, for bringing that. And I believe it's only in the UK. It's a Disney UK advert. It's not like
really?
A Disney... Yeah, US advert, so it's for the UK.
Yeah, because I feel like... We'll get into it later, but there's some companies that make Christmas adverts and I'm like, it's not relevant. Like,
yeah.
As in, like... The supermarkets, yes, you might buy gifts, mm-hmm. You buy food and drink and stuff. But there's some, and I'm like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah, if like a holiday company did a Christmas ad, I'd be like, why?
Why are you doing that?
Why?
Yeah. But no, I gave that a 7 out of 10.
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, okay, so we're a bit similar
Yeah,
then.
We're very similar with that one.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that one. It was very warming and like, mm-hmm. It reminds me of, you know, when they do them, some Disney films now, they have the like little short film beforehand.
Yes.
It was like that
like
kind
that,
of vibe.
Yeah, you could see it being... Yeah, at the front.
Mm.
Okay, the next one is a bit controversial. It is the Sainsbury's 2020 ad. Now, I find it controversial. I think
it's
a perfectly fine advert.
Yeah, I don't understand the backlash from it.
Why are people so irate about it? It's literally a family. There are millions of them in the UK. And also, Sainsbury's have 3 different Christmas adverts, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Having said that, it's not my favourite advert. I'm not a fan.
No,
not because of that. I don't think it's Christmassy. I don't feel Christmassy when I watch it.
And for me, Sainsbury's are usually quite up there with the good... Like, their adverts, I feel, usually very high, like, production value. Yep. They're usually quite cinematic.
Yeah.
The last year's one was, but I didn't personally enjoy it.
I wasn't a fan of last year's one even, though.
But they've done some really good ones in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I felt like this year just... Maybe it was because of Corona, they haven't been able to do as much. But it just... It didn't seem like a Sainsbury's advert to me.
No, I felt like it was... I just felt it was a bit flat. I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to, I think.
I won't remember it when, like, next year,
I won't remember
example.
It, yeah. And year, there are Sainsbury's adverts that are right at the front of my mind.
That isn't one. Yeah,
I
don't know.
It reminded me of, like, the food love stories that Tesco's do.
That kind of...
That kind of vibe. That's what I got from it.
It's not of the level of a Christmas advert.
No. So what did you give it?
I gave it a 4 out of 10.
I gave it a 4 out of 10 as well.
Because it was not, like, the song bit with the gravy song and that, but it just didn't, it wasn't memorable.
It just didn't hit me in the feels.
It wasn't a Christmas advert for me.
No, same.
No.
Okay, and the last one for 2020 that we've got, Tesco.
Now, I absolutely love this advert.
Same, this one I really like.
It's not too, like, you know, it's not too, like, cinematic. It's not all fancy.
No.
It's funny. It's witty. Yep. It links to
very
the year.
Very relevant, yet.
Very
year.
Current. I loved it.
I thought it was great.
I sent it to many people. Have I'm you? Like, watch this. Yeah, I'm like, watch this. I like it.
When
I think
you
it's
sent
good.
It to me, I was in the car with my friend Jacob, and we both watched it and both laughed
yeah,
at it.
I just think it's...
Yeah.
And I've seen a couple more where there's different, like,
oh, have
bits.
You? Oh,
yeah, where they've added,
it.
Like, different...
Oh, okay. Oh,
someone
like
said
that.
They said the... Tooth Fairy was on in isolation, and I've not seen that
yeah,
on the first one.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. No, I and also I love the bit when he's like, I didn't donate to Captain Tong, and it's just like the baby's little like,
yeah, yeah.
Don't worry,
he's
I did
like,
a
but
charity
I did do a ba- yeah, that's yeah. it. No, I liked it. I thought, yeah, because I was going to say, I don't really remember Tesco's having like, I'm not really familiar
I think
with Tesco's
they
adverts.
Just do Christmas love stories or something. You know when they do their love, I think just, they just do a Christmassy version of that, but I don't remember any other Tesco's advert.
No, there's not like they none do obviously sell out. The foods and things, but none yeah none stick out, but this no. one I absolutely loved.
Yeah, I did. What did you give it?
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I gave it a 7, so
oh okay,
yeah, I think because it didn't hit me in the feels, that's why it didn't get an 8.
Oh yes, because this is what I was going to say, some of them that I've critiqued is because they didn't hit me emotionally,
yeah.
Where a Christmas advert, I feel personally, it's got a tug on the heartstrings.
Got to be
bit.
A little bit sad and then have a happy ending. It's all
yeah.
right in the end. Yeah.
No, I agree. I think that's all right. So now we're going to go on to John Lewis ones. Now,
yeah.
as we said before, we can't list them all.
No.
We've just picked a selection of ones that we can comment on and share.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like we said, if there's particular ones you like, let us know. We love to hear your messages and what you've got to say about things. So
yeah, let us know if we didn't pick your favourite because we're sorry.
Yeah. So... First one is the dragon one, which was Edgar, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, 2019, last year's.
Yes. So what do we think on that one, Molly?
I love it. I loved it. It was so
yeah.
cute. And I also love Bastille, so hearing
yeah, that was
sing,
a good song. Yeah.
It was, oh, just the end when he pulls out the little Christmas pudding and lights
oh,
off.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, I love it. And also, I like the little ginger girl. She's quite cute. Sometimes
the oh, yeah.
kids are a bit, but I was like, no. I enjoyed it. It was good. What
no,
did you
I,
like it, yeah?
I really liked it. It was a nice little story. I liked
yeah.
sort of the time it was set in, like, it's a bit medieval
yeah,
kind
medieval,
of thing.
Yeah,
I liked that. And, the, yeah, like you said, the ending, I really liked when they blow it on the Christmas
it's
cake.
When she, like, blows the little horn really badly as well. I was like...
Yeah. And also, what I was going to say is, John Lewis are very good at, and I know Sainsbury's have done it as well, what the advert is, they then, like, market it to sell the product,
yep.
don't they? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you could buy the little dragon. Like,
yeah, I think you could.
I remember one year, you know, when it was the bear and the hare? You
yep.
could buy, like, that
all
and the pyjamas.
I think was bear
like,
and the hare themed, yeah.
Like, I think the marketing scheme is very,
mm-hmm.
you know,
good.
Good. So, for that reason, I scored it a 9 out of 10.
I scored it a 9 out of 10 as well.
Hey, on the same wavelength. We are kind
yeah.
of similar here with
we
our
are.
Scores, I
think
I feel.
We kind of feel the same about most adverts. If,
yeah.
Unless, you know.
Well,
okay.
maybe there might be a bombshell.
Right, 2018. Elton John. Oh, God.
In his prime. Rocket Man had come out, I think.
Yeah. This is why they did it, to market Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Elton Fan Johns. I'm not an Elton,
Elton
Fan
Johns.
Fan Elton John fans, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I don't like Elton John. I don't know, like, 5 of his songs. I found it very boring just looking back at his life, singing
well,
the song that he sang in the advert. I can't even remember which one it is. The one Ellie Goulding covered.
Yeah, your
yeah,
song.
Your song, that's it.
Now, I actually like Elton John.
Okay.
And I do like Rocket Man.
Right.
However...
I've not even seen Rocket Man.
I'd recommend. I think I've
okay.
said this before on the
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, I think you have and I haven't watched it still.
But it didn't hit the feels for me,
no,
Elton.
It didn't.
I didn't feel like it was a Christmas advert. The only bit I did like was... I liked the song and the end was nice when it said something about, like, he gets a piano and it's like... something about a gift. It's not just about a gift or a gift's got a meaning or something, which was nice. But I just, nah, didn't hit me emotionally. No. And for John Lewis, I thought it wasn't up there.
I mean, but I don't understand how what they marketed from that. Because you can't, John Lewis weren't going to sell pianos. So what did they market for this?
Keyboards, maybe.
Edward John's glasses. Like, what would you
market? Yeah, maybe dress up. Yeah, it just really wasn't.
It wasn't for me.
It was a poor attempt there. Yeah, sorry, John Lewis.
What did you give it?
I gave that quite a low score of a 3. The points that were mainly given to the song, because I liked the song.
I gave it a 1 out of 10. And that 1 point was for the kid at the end being cute at the piano. If it was just Elton John being an adult, it would have got a 0 from me.
I like how you've justified where the point goes.
Yeah, because I want people to know that I didn't like it. The one point was for the kid.
We won't be buying you any Elton John tickets. Actually,
please
I think he's finished like for doing tours. I think his last tour was last year or something.
I don't know, thank you. I will burn them if you got me tickets. So don't waste your money. Okay. The next one is, on a different scale, the penguin one. I think it's Monty the Penguin, is it?
Monty the Penguin, yeah.
Yeah.
The story basically follows a little boy that's got this penguin as his best mate.
Yeah, pet penguin.
And then the penguin keeps seeing, like, couples in love, and he looks a bit sad. And then the end is Christmas Day. He opens the present, and the penguin's actually a soft toy.
A
teddy.
It really shocked me.
Another teddy. For it to
have. Yeah, little girlfriend.
And I absolutely love it. I love penguins for a start.
Yeah, and for it to be 2014, I thought it was really well animated.
Very well animated.
Really well done. I loved it. I thought it was.
You know,
amazing.
When you watch like Moana or like Disney films, and the water looks real, and like the fur on them and their hair looks real. Mm-hmm. That was like that with the penguin.
The penguin. Mm-hmm. No,
I thought
agree.
It was real at first. Like it generally.
Same. I did. And do you know what? I mean, I'd forgotten the ending until I rewatched it. And I forgot that he was a toy. And I was very sad about that. I really wanted them to be real. But
it reminded a bit of like Toy Story kind of thing.
Yeah, I got that. I liked the fact that at the end, the new toy was obviously new. And then you could see how battered his penguin was from him like loving it and playing with it and stuff. I really liked it.
I thought it was very well done. It followed a nice story. And that, to me, is a John Lewis advert.
100. That's John Lewis down to a T. That is it.
Yeah, definitely.
I actually gave it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it an 8 out of 10. So
high. It was high on the list. Right. 2015. Man on the Moon.
Yes. See, now, when I've written down my notes, and I put that I don't remember loving it when it was on telly, but when I've watched it, I like it more now. Like I enjoyed it a lot more this second time, or you know, watching it a few years later.
Yeah,
I liked the song. I'm not sure what it was.
What do you mean you're not sure what it was? It's Oasis.
Man on the Moon song's not sung by Oasis, though.
Yeah, it's
a woman singing.
It's an Oasis song, but sung by Aurora.
Wait, I meant the woman. I didn't know who she was.
I thought you meant the song. I was like, how did you not know?
I didn't know who the lady, who the voice was. I wasn't familiar.
Her name is Aurora. That's only because I like the song. That's how I know.
You
worried me then.
No. I didn't know who the woman was. I wasn't familiar with the voice. Because usually I feel like with the John Lewis album, usually you have someone.
Like I think Tom O'Dell sang one of them. They have kind of a rising star, a big star from that year.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that one.
Yeah, no. Okay, you're right, wasn't either, actually. I'll give you that.
And what I liked when I watched it is, it reminded me as a kid, I used to, like, look at the moon and used to think about the man on the moon.
Man on the moon,
and, you know, like DreamWorks with the man on the moon? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought of when I watched it.
See, I thought of the moon being a man. So the moon was his head. And then his body was like the rest underneath him. I never actually thought of it being a proper man on the moon, which I suppose makes more logical sense than my brain went to.
But I really liked it. I thought it was nice. Like, it was a nice advert.
Yeah. Okay. My note is, love the song, because I do love the song, but the ad wasn't the best. Didn't really care for it. Didn't really.
Not much of an opinion.
It isn't one that just. It's not one I go to, I think of when I think of John Lewis. It's the bottom of the list. But Elton John, because Elton John is so far down the list that we don't even talk about it.
I must admit, I don't remember it as much, but when I watched it, I did enjoy it. I gave it a 7.
Oh, I gave it a 3.
Oh, okay.
Very, very controversial. Very different there. In there, bloody hell.
Yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it. It made me feel a bit like, you know, I did tug on the emotional bit
for
me a bit.
Well, it is the first year of uni. That was the first Christmas we had at uni.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 2015, Faye.
Oh, I didn't know what year it came out,
sorry. Yeah, it came out 2015. I wrote all the years down, so I knew.
Oh, very prepared. Right, so now we've gone, we're going to go into another supermarket. Yes. Well, that wasn't, John Lewis is not really, but...
Well, another shop.
Yeah, so we've gone for Sainsbury's.
We have.
And this first one is called, I think it's called The Big Night, I think it was called. And it's the nativity-themed one.
Yes.
It's like a school play, you know, we've all been in one. We've all been in a nativity play. Unfortunately, I never played Mary.
I was shepherd number 4.
Oh, nice. I played a camel one year as
well. Oh, love. My brother played a sheepdog. Didn't even know there was
a sheepdog?
In the nativity, he was a sheepdog.
That's so funny. Now, I actually have something to link with this. Right?
Go on.
So, I actually met the girl that played the star.
No,
in this advert. I met her, and she told me, and I was like, you what? I was like, that is one of my favourite Christmas adverts.
How old is this girl?
So I met her when I worked on The Voice Kids.
Oh, right, yeah. I was going to say, because she's a kid, and it only happened a couple of years ago.
I met her. She was a child. And she was telling me all about it. She said it was really fun to work on, and it was, like, a really good environment and that. But no, I love that advert. I think it's amazing.
I've got two that are my faves. This is one of my faves.
Yeah.
This is top tier. My favourite bit is when the plug goes into the plug socket. I love it so much. Shout out to Katie because I know that's her favourite bit as well.
I enjoy that bit. It's funny.
And also, I love the fact that when the star starts singing, she's a bit nervous.
Yeah.
And then breaks out.
She comes,
And I'm like... And did I say I shed a tear? Because I'm pretty sure I shed a tear at that. Yep.
Oh.
It brought a tear to my eye is the word I put.
Because I think, for me, like, that takes a different Christmas route. But
yeah,
we've all been in a school play. I absolutely love the Christmas film, The Nativity.
That was on my list. It reminded me of the Nativity film, which is probably one of my favourite Christmas films.
And it also reminds me of On Britain's Got Talent. Do you remember that act that it was all kids, like, jumping out of bins and dressed as the Queen?
Yes.
And it was all random things.
There's a bit when one of them is dressed up as the Queen in the TV. And I was like, I didn't even notice that in the first time I watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. So for that fact, I gave it a 9.5.
Right, sorry, where's the 0.5s coming from? This is not...
You can always put 0.5 in.
Well, I gave it a 10.
Wow, yeah, it was up there.
So that is a very high-scored one then, out of them all. I'm not shocked because it's great, but no, I enjoyed it, that one, very much.
So next one is another, obviously, Sainsbury's one. And this is the lovely story of Mogg the Cat.
Yes. Now, I remember this one being better than it was.
Oh, okay.
I actually have the cuddly toy of Mogg the Cat.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I obviously loved it when it came out and he sits on my windowsill. I just didn't feel it.
Oh, you didn't enjoy that one?
No, it wasn't. It was quite long, which I found. It was like 3 minutes long. And it was cute. It was a cute story, but I just, weren't my fave.
So
I'm surprised about.
I'm not a massive cat fan, but I remember the Mogg the Cat books at school.
Yes, yeah, I don't. I didn't know that it was a book.
Yeah, so that's why I actually quite liked it. I thought it followed a nice little story. Like, I thought it was quite good for Sainsbury's. Like, I thought it was quite up
there. I think it was one of their first, like...
Yeah.
Because they'd done one previous year, but this was their first, like, light-hearted Christmas one, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I gave that a 7 out of 10.
I gave that a 6 out of 10.
Oh, okay, so not...
Okay, so not fairly. Too far away.
Yeah.
Considering I didn't think I liked it that much. I think I liked it more in my head.
Yeah, and sometimes when you watch it back, it changes for you, doesn't
it? Yeah, I think because I have the toy, it's like, oh, I loved it, but obviously I didn't really like it that much. But
thought that.
The next one is the war one.
Yes.
The one about the First World War Christmas Day football match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is my favourite ever Christmas advert made. this one still gives me goosebumps. Gave me goosebumps watching it. I just think because it's based on the First World War after Christmas Day, I just think the history is lovely.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, it's quite a deep one, but lighthearted.
And it's quite long as well.
Yeah, but I don't think it feels long.
No, it doesn't.
Well, to me, it didn't. And then I forgot about the ending that he gave him the chocolate bar and he had to eat his like disgusting rotten sandwich. And I was like, no, I love it. It's my favourite one.
Really liked it. I like, this is something a bit weird, but I quite like war thing. Like, I like films that are set in that time. And I liked the sense of like community in it. Like the sense of like, you know, they put things aside to play the game.
I felt as if it was like, they both knew that they didn't, both, I bet both sides didn't really want to fight in the war, as in the foot soldiers.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they were both like, I know we're here for the same thing, but come on, like, it's not that. We don't want to be killing each other. We're not people. So it just felt like they all just wanted to have a bit of fun on Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, I really liked it. And it was linked with the British Legion Village, which my granddad used to live at. And, like, we, you know, the poppy appeal and all that. I always, I think it's a
loved
good.
That.
Yeah.
I think because it was, wasn't it 100 years?
Yeah, I think
it was 100 year when the war started, I think.
Possibly,
like
some
that.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, or the football match or something. It was something of 100 years. I'm not really good on my history.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you give that one then? Is it 10 out of 10?
Yeah, it is a 10 out of 10 for me.
I gave it an 8 out of 10, but, you know, it's still high.
No, that's good. I think, for me, it just is my favourite one, so I couldn't not give it a 10 out of 10.
No, no, it was good. I must admit, and it was very well executed.
It was. Right, now we're just going to do a few little
Little random ones.
We have random ones. First one is the proper Coca-Cola Christmas advert. The holidays are coming.
Holidays are coming. Like I said before, this is iconic to me.
Yeah.
When that comes on, it's the start of Christmas. Like, and that's why I was disappointed that they've come up with another one.
Yeah, I get you.
So I'm just going to go straight out with that. I gave it a 10 out of 10 because to me this is the ultimate Christmas advert.
Okay, wow. Whoa, did not give it that high at all.
Because I know it might not be fancy, it's not a nice, the story's not, but it's just, that's when I think of a Christmas advert, that is what I think of.
Okay, I gave it a 5 out of 10.
Oh, that.
Yeah, wow. It's not my fave at all. When it comes on, I'm like, okay, I think because it is the same one.
Yeah.
You know what
you know what to expect.
So it's not like the, I was disappointed with the anticipation of the McDonald's, of the Coca-Cola one this year.
Right.
But it is a classic, which is why I couldn't give it like a 1 or a 2 because it is a classic. That's why I gave it a 5. I just don't feel it. I think it feels too American for me.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, we've talked about how we both quite like British things.
Yeah,
Christmas ads, I think, have to be British because they're for us. And I just think that Coca-Cola one's very Americanized. It feels very American with all the houses.
I get what you mean to an extent. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
my. It's just
the
song
opinion.
For me. I hear the song and like the bells and that, and I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I get you. It does get me in the mood. It's just not.
Yeah, no, I do enjoy that one.
Was that a 10 you gave?
A 10.
It? A 10.
It's the only 10 I'm giving.
DL5.
It's up there for me. It's just the pinnacle. It's just Christmas for me, that.
Fair enough. We each have our opinion.
We each have our own opinion. So the next one is the Aldi advert, the Kevin the Carrot.
With this one, before you get into your like opinion, I kind of wanted it to just be all of them.
Because yes.
I think it's been going since 2016.
16? Yeah.
So it follows Kevin and his family.
His story.
I thought, and the first year didn't even have Kevin's name in it. It was just the Carrot.
Oh,
so,
and then they named him, did they?
Yeah, because I watched a YouTube video that was like all of the adverts.
Oh,
the whole
right.
Years.
The whole story.
I really put in some effort for this one. But yeah, so what do you think of Kevin the Carrot?
I'm going to be honest. I don't really rate it. I think it's probably an appeal to younger, like to the kids, because you can buy the carrot and stuff. I like the fact with the Christmas adverts, each year's different and you don't know what you're getting.
Of course, yeah.
Where with this, we know it's Kevin each year. I don't.
That is true.
I know it changes the story and stuff, but I really don't. It's not for me.
See, I quite like it. I think it's silly little puns and funny little, like, there's a bit where he gets shot by peas and he goes, I think I've just peed myself. Like, it's those silly little,
the humour,
And actually watching them back, like, I think last year or the year before's was The Greatest Showman.
Oh, yeah, that was quite good. Was Robbie Williams on it or
something? Robbie Williams was the singer. But
that wasn't too bad, yeah.
They changed the song to, like, talk about mince pies and parsnips and stuff.
Right.
And another one was they did a different fairy tales each kind of advert.
Oh, okay, yeah, I do
remember.
So
I like the fact that, although you say it's the same one, it follows a theme each year.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, this year was getting Kevin back home, I think. He, like, got trapped
or something. Oh, right, yeah, in the woods and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and the hedgehog's very cute, so that bumped it a point. but yeah, I don't know. I think, and also my nan likes this one. I did buy her the Kevin the Carrot.
Oh,
one
did
year
you?
When you
oh,
could
that's
buy it.
Cute.
Yeah, so we do have a Kevin. But I don't know. I just think I think I like Aldi because I think of Aldi being a shop that like rips off other brands.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like they rip off the brands of like The Greatest Showman and stuff. And
yeah,
this is Aldi. 100%.
They're just owning it, aren't they?
Yeah, I just love it. I think it's great. So I actually gave it a 7 out of 10.
I gave it a 5.
Oh, okay.
It was all right. It's just I'll take it. I don't sit. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. Like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? I ain't waiting for
anticipation.
Yeah, I ain't getting excited about it. So this next one, I actually couldn't remember at all.
Could you not?
And this is the Asda Christmas advert from last year.
Yeah, I think this is the only proper. I mean, I think they've done one this year, but it's not. But this is the proper story Christmas advert they've done. Ever,
yeah.
I think.
So it follows like these two sort of siblings, and the little girl gets like, what do they call it? Like Santa's magic, was it?
Yeah, it's like the Northern Lights looks like above them, and then they go up, and it's like a cloud.
And they
magic.
Put it in a jar, and they spread it all around the like area and stuff. But
yeah,
I don't remember it. But when I watched it, I kind of thought, I kind of do remember it a bit.
This one was like top of my mind. This one love. Yeah, I just think I like how she's obviously giving it to everybody, and then the end.
Yeah, that was nice. I liked
he,
that.
He, you know, he goes, okay, and he makes it snow. And I just think it's like a cute Christmas advert. I just think it to me is like the spirit of Christmas. And
yeah,
it's one of those
that's
ones I could see John Lewis doing. It's not that, I think they'd probably make it a bit more high production, but that kind of storyline kind of thing.
I liked the sibling relationship. I thought that was nice.
Yeah, I do. I thought it was cute, and the little girl's quite cute as well. So what did you give it?
I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Oh, we had very different and differing opinions. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Hey, very high. Yeah. I think I just don't really remember it, and it didn't stick in my head.
Obviously, if it didn't stick in your head, then it's not going to be as high on the list because
not as iconic for me.
Then this one's didn't. I don't even know this advert until you.
Oh, I love
told
this
me
advert.
To Google it. So it's the Kit Kat Christmas advert.
Yeah, and I don't know what year it came out. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the YouTube video I watched was 2012, but I don't know. When did the Snowman and the Snow Dog come out? Because it could have been
possibly around that
within
time.
That, I don't know when.
If you've not seen it, it's basically, if you've watched like the Snowman and the Snow Dog, the Father Christmas film, it's the same person that does that, and it's Santa finishing for Christmas and having a Kit Kat as his little treat. You know,
because he doesn't want any more mince pies, so he has a Kit Kat.
I love it. I always remember it as a kid, so I feel like it might be quite an old one.
Yeah, maybe it's. I don't know it. I also like
that film, the Father Christmas film, if you've ever seen it.
I've not. I've only ever seen the first Snowman. And I didn't like it because there was no talking in it. So
well,
in
the Father Christmas one, there is talking.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Wow, they've stepped up the game.
I think it's by the same people because it looks like it.
Yeah,
is.
It's the same. Looks like the same sort of animation.
I like it. I think it just makes me laugh because he goes, over for another year. And then he like gets his little Kit Kat out.
Yeah.
So I gave it a 9.5 because I love it.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. It's very sentimental. I really enjoy it.
I did put funny and cute drawing sweet and I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Oh, nice. I think it was more that it reminded me of being a kid kind of thing.
Yeah.
Watching the film.
See, I don't remember any Christmassy adverts as a kid. I just remember like Christmas adverts as a kid was just like, oh, go to Argos and get the Argos catalogue.
Yeah.
And here's.
They weren't like this.
Yeah, they weren't the spectacle of adverts. So
no.
I feel like these are all very recent years for me. But
no, definitely.
Yeah. The next one is the IKEA last year IKEA advert, which I didn't remember when you said about it. But then when I rewatched it, I was like, okay, yeah, I do know this one. But I didn't remember it as much as I thought.
Well, if you don't remember and you're listening, it's basically all the sort of furniture and stuff starts talking and, like, rapping, doesn't it? And then I think by the end they get all new
saying,
stuff.
Yeah, saying all the stuff's really old and tattered and awful.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not one that I would personally go back to. It's funny and it's different because it's a rap and it's kind of slating them and it's not the but it wasn't Christmassy.
No.
The only Christmas thing there was the tree, and then at the end they're like a bit more Christmassy.
Yeah,
it's not Christmassy enough for me.
And also to me, IKEA is not a Christmas. Buying at IKEA? Like,
because let's be real, nobody's redecorating their house at Christmas time. There is too much other outgoings that need to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, do you know what? I'm going to spend extra money at Christmas to redecorate my house.
I don't.
Like, no.
And I wouldn't buy people vouchers for IKEA or...
No, IKEA is where you go like, oh, I want to get a shelf. Shall we go to IKEA? And then you end up spending like £300 or whatever because you're just buying everything.
I mean,
but I wouldn't ever go, here's an IKEA voucher. Like,
no. Do they even do vouchers?
No idea, mate. I literally go like once a year. It's not somewhere I shop a lot. I go like literally no time.
Well,
ever.
For that reason, I only gave it a 1.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
And the 1 point was for the song.
That's like my 1 point. I gave it a 4.
Oh, generous.
I thought because they tried something different and they tried to make it funny in a rap, I gave them credit. But that was
credit
all,
where
all
credit is due.
Yeah, I think, you know, they tried, but unfortunately, there was no Christmassy feeling. So maybe if it was just list the adverts, it might have got higher. But
maybe.
The Christmas adverts.
Not Christmassy at all, no.
No.
So the last one.
This is the first McDonald's advert they had. I know we've mentioned this year's McDonald's one.
Oh, yeah.
But this one is the first one when she has a carrot and she's taking it all the way home and she's fell asleep on the bus. And the dad keeps going, it's for the reindeer, it's for the reindeer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get home and her brother goes, you know there's more than one reindeer. So they have to go back to McDonald's to get some more carrot sticks. And then why I like it is because the dad goes, and a cheeseburger for Father Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And the little girl goes, Daddy, Father Christmas doesn't eat cheeseburgers, only eats mince pies. And I was like, haha, I like that little girl.
I like how they do the marketing, like, you've got to get the reindeer food from McDonald's, like, obviously you don't, but like, I like how they've sort of played on that, like the reindeer food,
and they're obviously trying to get people to eat their carrot sticks. Maybe they're not as popular, but no, I think it's sweet, and that particular advert I think is really good. And this year's advert I did quite enjoy as well.
Oh yeah, me too. And also McDonald's adverts in general, like not even Christmas, they do always like have like a good story to them. I feel, I know it's fast food, but I do feel like they are quite good at adverts.
No, I agree, because the one that always sticks in my mind is, there's two. The one when the girls are coming back from holiday and everything seems to go wrong, and then they go and get McDonald's breakfast. And the one where he's got a job interview and he like lets the lady go in front of him. And
there was
then
also a good one.
The job interview.
Where I think it was a little boy, like his dad had died, and it was like what his dad liked to eat at McDonald's.
Yes.
That one was
good.
But no, they're usually quite good, I think.
Yeah, there's one where they like look back at all the years and say the Big Mac hasn't changed throughout the years. But no, yeah, I quite like their adverts.
I liked it. I gave it an 8.
So what did I gave it a 7? So
it's nice. It's magical, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So Molly's going to do a little bit of maths, and she's going to work out what our top scoring ones were.
Right. Here is our list. Drum roll, please, editor. Probably won't put that in. But we're gonna go lowest first. So the second from the bottom was IKEA 2019. We're sorry, IKEA.
Oh yeah.
The bottom one, which I think we can already kind of tell,
is it Elton?
It is Elton, unfortunately. Elton, I'm very sorry. You had 4 out of 20. So sad times.
Elton.
Now we're gonna do top 4.
Okay.
In 4th place, we have, with 17 out of 20 points, the penguin one from John Lewis.
Yeah. Little Monty, yeah.
Yeah, we both That's liked good. That one. In joint 3rd, with 18 points, we've got Sainsbury's The War one, and John Lewis last year, which was the dragon one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah.
And the best Christmas advert, objectively, objectively, no comparison, though, that Faye and Molly think is, can you guess?
Is it the Sainsbury's
it
one?
It is the Sainsbury's one, the Nativity Yay. Play. Woo!
Yeah, I love
with
it.
19.5 out of 20. Wow. So it was five. That 0.5 you knocked off.
I only gave one 10 out, though, didn't I?
No, I gave two. And both then made top four, well, so I'm happy.
That's nice to... I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that, seeing what we thought.
Yeah.
And like we said, let us know what adverts you like. Yeah, send us ones that we might have not seen.
But yeah, and if ones that we haven't seen, like if you are from a different country and you're like, we have Christmas adverts as well, here they are. Yeah. We'd love to hear, because we obviously don't know. And just like that, you've made it to the end of another Breath of Fresh Friday podcast. Just a little disclaimer. The next podcast you are going to hear are going to be Christmas-based. So if you're not a Christmas fan, unfortunately, December's a write-off for you. Because we love Christmas. What are we talking about next week, Faye?
So we're going to talk about getting us in the mood to Christmas, Christmas traditions, getting our advents, all the cool Christmas fun activities you can do. Well, not this year, but what we would usually do. Yeah, so we're going to reminisce.
Yeah, so let us know what you would do. Do you have any special traditions that we perhaps don't know about? But yeah, that's what we're hoping
to see you next week.
Talk about. Goodbye.
Bye.